Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Later this morning, the final report into the Grenfell fire disaster will be published. 72 people died on the morning of the 14th of June in 2017. Starting on the fourth floor just before 1 a.m, the fire climbed 20 floors to the top of the building in less than 30 minutes. Well, for more, we're joined by Mark Paul, London correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. This report, as I mentioned, it's the second in a two-stage process. So what are we expecting to hear from this section being published today?
Yeah, the section that's being published at 11 o'clock today is the phase two inquiry report, which is essentially the final report. It will apportion blame, it will make recommendations, and in particular, it will examine how did the building get into this state. I mean, the first phase of the inquiry, its report in 2019, that focused on the night of the fire itself, the reaction of the fire authorities, the London Fire Brigade, all of that kind of thing. This will focus much more on the state of the building, the insulation that really went up in flames so quickly, the cladding panels around the tower, the construction of the building, because this building had just been refurbished in the previous 2 years. And that's at the heart of what happened. And when the building was refurbished in 2015 and 2016 by Kensington and Chelsea Borough Council, which is the landlord, and they put this insulation and these cladding panels on the building. And that's when what went up in flames so quickly. And that will be the focus of the report that's issued at 11 o'clock today.
Now, as I said, 72 people died in this fire. And it's worth saying that it was the worst residential fire in UK peacetime history.
Yes, and I mean, look, there are these kind of high-rise towers all over London, and a lot of them in the years running up to this had new cladding put on them and new insulation put on them, and councils had done them up in that sense as part of the for green energy and insulation and climate change and all of that, and they'd all been insulated. So there is a fear that permeates through British society about the safety of these high-rise towers now, and you see that fear bubbles up every once in a while. I mean, there was a fire a couple of weeks ago in East London in a high-rise tower in Dagenham, and the fear of a new Grenfell pops up all the time, and a big focus of the inquiry's report today and of the political reaction to that will be how did the authorities stop this from happening again, because the fear hasn't gone away.
Mm-hmm. But surely inspections have been made now of these buildings that had this cladding put on them in recent years.
Yes, there's been inspections and an audit drawn up of all of these buildings and which ones have combustible cladding and which ones have non-combustible cladding. But then you have to do remediation works, and those take time, and they've got to find funds for them. And that's where a lot of criticism has come in of some local authorities in London, that they've still, despite Grenfell, despite the 72 deaths, despite all of the soul searching that Britain did, they're still too slow in replacing this cladding. I mean, for example, that fire that I mentioned at Dagenham and the week before last, I mean, that building was known to have fire safety issues, yet still there was a fire there. So it's about whether or not the authorities are too slow in fixing this problem to make sure it doesn't happen.
Now, Prime Minister's questions happening at midday today, and you would imagine that the focus of that session will be Grenfell. What are we expecting Prime Minister Keir Starmer to say about it?
I think what you can expect Keir Starmer to say is to stand up and outline what measures the government is going to take to make sure that this doesn't happen again, and also to give some support for, depending on who is blamed and to what extent they're blamed in the report, and to give his support to the police, who will at some stage in the near future and potentially launch an investigation into this and criminal proceedings. When Keir Starmer became Prime Minister, the riots was his first big test. This is his second big test as the new leader of Britain. I mean, British people will expect empathy from him, they will expect sympathy, and they will expect him to say the right things, but they will also expect him to do the right things, and that will be in terms of the next steps to make sure this doesn't happen again.
All right, let's talk for a moment about the cabin-based company Kingspan, which has been mentioned in the context of Grenfell and in the course of the inquiry. Shane Lowry, the golfer, has come under pressure to end his sponsorship deal with them. because one of their products was used in Grenfell, wasn't it? Was used in that tower block. Kingspan have said it made up only 5% of the insulation, that it was used without their recommendation, and it was the exterior cladding, Kingspan say, which it didn't manufacture, that was deemed to be the principal reason for how the fire spread quickly. So what specifically will Kingspan be looking for in this report, and what are we likely to hear about Kingspan?
Well, during the tribunal inquiry itself, I mean, there was a lot of examination of how Kingspan had tested and marketed its foam insulation, which was used for 5% of the insulation in this building. There was a lot of focus during the tribunal inquiry on internal messages in Kingspan around whether or not, what to say to clients about it. In the refurbishment of Grenfell Tower itself, there was another insulation by a company called Celotex, which is a rival of Kingspan's, that was supposed to be used. And when they couldn't get Celotex on the market, they put in 5% of Kingspan's. And the lead barrister of the tribunal, Richard Millett, I mean, he did say in the tribunal he accused Kingspan specifically of malpractice in the way that it in relation to its testing and marketing. And Kingspan has denied that. And it said that it never marketed its insulation to be used with combustible cladding, as to whether or not this sort of insulation, Kingspan's insulation, should have been used on buildings that high, and that is another issue that the tribunal will look at. Mm-hmm. As we said, Kingspan only had 5% of the insulation in it. It wasn't originally supposed to be in it. It was only used as a kind of a fill-in product, but there will be a focus in and around the way that product was marketed for general use with high-rise buildings.
Okay, and they say that they didn't, as you said, recommend that it be used. They say it was misused within an unsafe cladding system that wasn't compliant with the building regulations. Just to finish and to go back to the first section of the report, it was London Fire Brigade that was found to have gravely inadequate preparation and planning for an event like Grenfell. And in particular, it was this stay put policy, Mark, wasn't it, that put so many people at grave risk and ultimately resulted in the level of deaths that we saw in Grenfell.
That's right. And people who were trapped in the fire were told by the fire authorities to stay put and not to try and come down out of the building. That ultimately contributed to the scale of the tragedy. And it goes to the heart as well of the fact that, you know, this was one of the richest boroughs in London, Kensington and Chelsea, but this was one of the poorest parts of it. And it goes to the heart of people and the establishment and whether they do what they're told. I mean, I don't know if you recall Jacob Rees-Mogg, a former Tory MP, who actually criticised some of the people in Grenfell for following the instructions of the fire brigade. He said they should have known to come out. So it goes to the heart of what people are told by their betters. And as you say, there'll be a big focus on London Fire Brigade, and also the fact that the smoke alarm system in this building had been malfunctioning for 6 years prior to that.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on it as that report starts to emerge. But Mark, thank you very much for bringing us up to date so far. That's Mark Paul with the Irish Times.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.